Ukraine's president addressed the Security Council on the heels of his visit to Bucha. Volodymyr Zelensky called for the United Nations to hold Russia accountable for war crimes, saying its credibility is at stake.
Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready to shut down the UN? Do you believe that the times of international law have passed away? If your answer is no, then actions are needed now. Immediate actions are needed. The UN Charter must get its force back again immediately. The UN system must be reformed immediately so that the right of the veto will not become the right of death.
He told of horrors at the hands of Russian troops, including women being raped and killed in front of families, people in cars being run over by tanks. And he showed grisly images of dead bodies in civilian clothes laying in the streets. But Russia insisted the images were staged.
We are not shooting against civilian targets in order to save as many civilians as possible. Precisely why we're not advancing as fast as many expected. We're not acting like Americans and their allies in Iraq and Syria, raising entire cities to the ground. They have no pity for them, but we felt great pity because these people are close to us.
The United States called for Russia's removal from the Human Rights Council, which has begun a commission of inquiry in Ukraine.
Given the growing mountain of evidence, Russia should not have a position of authority in a body whose purpose, whose very purpose, is to promote respect for human rights. Not only is this the height of hypocrisy, it is dangerous.
The UN Secretary General warned that the rising cost of food and fuel as a result of the crisis made 74 developing nations particularly vulnerable.
We are already seeing some countries move from vulnerability into crisis and signs of serious social unrest. The flames of conflict are fueled by inequality, deprivation, and underfunding. With all the warning signals flashing red, we have a duty to act.
UN officials pointed to growing evidence of potential war crimes, primarily by Russia, and called for an independent investigation. Russia pointed to the United States and its refusal to take part in an investigation of its own soldiers in Afghanistan and showed no signs of cooperating. Kristen Salumi, Al Jazeera, the United Nations.